powerful Google tax opponent will urge UK to drop hostility to radical EU change. It seems that trying to be an independent nation is very, very, very wrong when it comes to tax and big companies. This is why we have to get out of the EU, because they want to decide how we control our tax. Well, they do at the moment anyway, but we've just got to get out of it, because that way we can start setting our own tax rules so that stuff like this doesn't have to happen. One of the most powerful opponents of Google's controversial tax structures, European Tax Commissioner Pierre Moscovici, is expected to call on Britain and Ireland to drop their objections to radical tax reform across the EU. Moscovici, who has previously advocated a Europe-wide digital tax on companies such as Google, now wants to tackle aggressive tax avoidance amongst multinationals by requiring them to file a single European tax return. He believes this reform, known as the Common Consolidated Corporate Tax Base, or CCTB, would remove the temptation for international firms to artificially divert income from one country to another. Member states would still be free to set up their own corporate tax rates. Oh, that's nice of him. Britain, however, is among a small band of countries fiercely opposed to the European Commission's plans, believing that they would weaken the UK's ability to tailor its tax system to attract jobs and investment from international businesses. The CCTB proposal has been around a very long time, Treasury Minister David Gork said last year. It is a proposal still looking for a justification. Moscovici is due to give an update on other corporate tax reforms in Brussels, but is expected to use the occasion to insist his CCTB reforms are far from dead in the water, despite British opposition. The former French finance minister has a long track record of challenging the tax affairs of internet companies, and Google in particular. 2 years ago, he led calls for the G20 to create dedicated tax rules for digital companies, though his efforts were ultimately blocked by American pressure. He has also previously advocated a Europe-wide digital tax on internet companies that make money from consumers' personal data. France has consistently taken a tougher approach to aggressive tax planning by Google and other digital companies. In 2011, tax inspectors raided the search group's Paris offices, and ever since have been challenging Google's claims that its French sales can be legitimately booked in Ireland. French tax officials are said to be seeking £380 million in back taxes. Google is expected to reveal that its controversial tax structures have boosted its offshore cash reserves to $43 billion, up for $4 billion in 12 months. Fellow US tech group Apple, which also uses controversial tax structures to pay less tax in Europe, revealed its offshore cash pile has now reached $200 billion, largely held through companies in Ireland. Chief Executive Tim Cook boasted Apple now had the mother of all balance sheets. Earlier this month, Moscovici told MEPs that he wanted to make 2016 the year of tax reform, with CCTB at the centre of his plans. We have a serious problem with tax avoidance and lack of transparency. Too many people have looked the other way, Moscovici said. Since unveiling his reforms last summer, the European Tax Commissioner has been barraged with lobbying submissions. The majority have come from business trade bodies, law firms and multinationals, many based in the UK, Ireland and the Netherlands. But Moscovici insists spreading anger amongst voters at a string of tax scandals will play a vital role in winning round reluctant governments, often subject to lobbying from big business. He's described CCTB as part of a global trend, drawing support from the pressure of public opinion. Britain, meanwhile, has attempted to tackle Google's tax avoidance in its own way. Chancellor George Osborne last year introduced a new tax on diverted profits, having promised to put a stop to technology companies such as Google going to what he called extraordinary lengths to pay little or no tax in the UK. Of those who use such structures, he said, you abuse the trust of the British people. But last week, his crackdown pledge was left in tatters after Google confirmed it had struck a deal with HMRC that effectively allowed it to continue to route £4.6 billion of UK sales via an Irish company that pays no tax in Britain. Google's UK arm, which paid £21 million in tax according to its latest accounts, will only be required to pay slightly more to HMRC under the settlement. Critics have branded it a sweetheart deal, pointing out that the £130 million in back taxes, which relates to a 10-year period, is tiny in comparisons with the sums mounting up in Google's coffers in Bermuda. George Osborne has been vocal in supporting some initiatives on international tax reform, but has confused many tax experts by also slashing the UK tax rate and introducing controversial tax breaks to attract multinationals to invest in Britain. Google last year stalled its plans for a big new London headquarters in King's Cross, London, insisting, according to reports, that the design proposals for a building complete with rooftop pool to house 5,000 workers were boring. A new architect has since been hired and fresh plans are now expected. In 2011, Google increased its workforce in France by half and invested heavily in a new Paris head office near the Saint-Lazare train station, amid public anger about its tax payments. One French senator accused the group of running its local business as a charity. I wonder if I can avoid paying any taxes by setting up a company in Ireland. I'd kiss the Blarney Stone to be sure.